Well, is it a maligned vegetable? Beetroot. It's probably best known at the moment for political comparisons to a well-known popular politician. But it is a food. You can eat it. And it turns up in plenty of stuff. And today on Foodie Tuesday, we're talking about beetroot. To help us do that, Alice Zaslavsky, a.k.a. Alice in Frames, food educator, writer, presenter of Phenomenon and author of Alice's Food A to Z is here. Quite the title you're building up.
Oh, look, it's slowly but surely, you know, you can't beat talking about food, though.
Oh, well done.
Beetroot. I got to get a pun in early. Breaks the ice.
Now, there's going to be plenty of beetroot talk today. And if you have a beetroot recipe you can share with us, 1300 222 774, what's your best beetroot dish? It could be anything today, actually, when you think about this vegetable. 1300 222 774 is the number, or text 0437 774 774. But before we get to full-on beetroot talk today, Alice, I have given you the menu that was given to, well, the food that was given to US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today. It's quite the menu, isn't it?
It is quite the menu, and I think food is yet another kind of language that people can speak, and you can tell a lot about a person by their food preferences. Obviously, it's well documented what Donald Trump likes to eat, but the menu has some options that I think stick out as quite 80s, which is quite interesting because that's kind of, you know, Trump's heyday, that power time. So something like a traditional prawn cocktail would be very familiar to him. So
it's a 1950s menu almost in that regard,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's something that you would imagine Trump Tower would have been serving up quite regularly, you know, on the reg with the avocado salad. And then obviously there are some options that are more kind of Korean inspired. But
yeah, it feels like everyone got one H in there to run through the menu. We've got starters, traditional prawn cocktail served with avocado salad, no home buying there, obviously. Green mango caribou with a honey lime dressing and fresh octopus, Korean stuffed cucumber as well. For the main course, beef short rib confit with potatoes and steamed broccolini, red wine sauce to the side. Sweet and sour crispy pork with fried rice and homemade XO chili sauce. Soy braised codfish with radish and Asian vegetables. And for dessert, a dark chocolate tartlet ganache and a vanilla ice cream with cherry coulis as well. Yeah, it's quite a varied menu.
It is a very varied menu, and you would imagine that it would be like an alternate drop. So, I mean, normally there's like a chicken, fish or beef option, but in this case, if you weren't familiar with those flavours or if it was something that was not to your liking, then I would imagine that people would be swapping around. But that could be an opportunity for people to, you know, get chatting. But I think it's actually interesting. Normally on a menu like this, they wouldn't mention the brand of an ice cream. But, you know, it's all about that commercialization, the capitalism in there with all of those options.
Yeah, and that's actually interesting in itself, isn't it? It's very Trumpian to have the brand. This is the best.
Exactly.
We're eating this.
Totally.
It's the best.
Yep.
Well, that's the menu from today's dealing. We're going to talk more seriously about it later in the program, what was decided and everything like that. But since you were here, Alice, I couldn't resist to ask you.
Nowhere near enough beetroot, Warwick.
Nowhere near enough. How would you fit beetroot into this dish?
Oh, there are a couple of ways that you could. I mean, even in the dessert, the dark chocolate tartlet ganache, beetroot and chocolate are very, very good friends. If you've ever made like a chocolate beetroot brownie, that would be delicious. Maybe like you could do a beetroot chip that you could crumble on top to do like a salted chocolate vibe. Your eyes are popping out of your head, Warwick.
I could eat a beetroot chip.
Fan, yeah. Clearly. but I just, you know, it really does strike me that it's very protein heavy and quite, it's not the way that people are eating these days. You know, normally it's sort of 80% plants, 20% protein. Mm. This is like 80% protein, 20%
plant. So it's a turn back time kind of menu for these two leaders today.
That's our
analysis of the menu. We're going to get into Foodie Tuesday properly very shortly. Shortly, and talk all things beetroot. It could be in anything, as we were just discussing, Alice. It could be in a dessert. It could be in, well, any other kind of dip, a starter, a main course, anything.
Totally. Beetroot's one of those fantastic earthy flavours that adds not only texture and flavour, but also colour to anything that you add it to. So that's something to think about. What I like to do if I'm adding roasted beetroot to my salad is I wait till the very last minute, because otherwise it turns everything pink. You want some dimension and you want some, some variation in there. So add your beetroot to your salad at the very last second.
What is it about beetroot that you love?
I'm Eastern European, so I grew up on borscht. I grew up on beetroot in everything. And there's actually, coming from Georgia, we used to use the beetroot leaves in pchali, which was like a kind of dip. And it's fantastic to start seeing beetroot leaves being used on menus. And you can use it instead of any sort of salad leaf, especially the younger leaves.
Steve is in Mudgee and it's called 1300 222 774, which you can do too if you'd like to share your favourite way of using beetroot, 1300 222 774. Steve, what's your favourite way?
Well, it's a little recipe that I formulated a couple of years back. Just beetroot and cardamom pudding with choc chilli ganache.
Wow. Tell us about it, Steve.
Sorry?
Tell us about it.
Oh, well, look, you know, I just thought, you know, like the lady said, you know, beetroot is a lovely, warm, earthy vegetable, and so is cardamom, but cardamom also is nice and sweet. Mm. And, you know, just the chocolate, you know, has that richness or the velvetiness to go with the beetroot, and the chilli just to sort of balance it all off.
Mm. Are you treating it like a self-sourcing kind of chocolate pudding, but you're adding the beetroot in for dimension there, Steve?
Well, you could do it that way, although I've actually done the puddings themselves and made the ganache separate.
Oh, very fancy. And I love the addition of cardamom because it's not a spice that you would normally associate with beetroot, but you're right, the two kind of earthy flavours and the sweetness in both will really marry beautifully.
Yep.
Describe what it's like to bite into, Steve.
Look, it's lovely. I've only made it once or twice before, but yeah, it is. It's a really nice winter dessert.
Mm.
You're making us hungry, Steve. Thanks for your call. 1300 222 774. How do you eat beetroot? We're talking beetroot here on Foodie Tuesday. 1300 222 774. Alice Zaslavsky is in the studio with us to guide us through some of the ideas of using beetroot, but I'd love your input too. On the SMS, Alice, here's one for you. Simple but good. Grated apple, beetroot and carrot salad dressed with apple cider vinegar and dakka from Dini there.
Yummy. And Dini, I'm so glad you bring that up because for a lot of people, they think that they have to cook beetroot. You've got to boil it or steam it or roast it. But raw beetroot is fantastic as well, especially early on in the season when it's not too fibrous. And even the best thing you can do is try and find some golden beets. Golden beets aren't as fibrous as their purple cousins, so that's a really cool thing to do is eat them raw.
Are they less colourful, I suppose, in their, what they can do to dishes, what you're saying about the overpowering nature of beetroot?
Definitely, color. Yeah, because they don't have that same sort of the betalain, which is that wonderful colour that repeats on you every now and then. But golden beets do, especially when you roast them, they become like a golden orb. And adding them to a salad or even serving them like a centrepiece with rocket and maybe some sort of cheese, like say feta cheese crumbled on top, perfect, delicious.
I love this. I have fond, this is on the SMS, I have fond memories of the Christmas lunch when my uncle lifted the 80s baby beetroot server up too far, sending baby beets rolling all over the white tablecloth.
Nightmare. Hilarious. But, you know, baby beets are really, they're finding themselves very much experiencing a resurgence at the moment because there's one grower out of Bairnsdale that is serving out these baby beets in packets, so they've
vacuum packing them. Yeah.
Exactly. You've probably met that grower. Tell us
a bit
more.
Out of my patch, but it's a different way of packaging them, and it's brought them back into people's supermarket trolleys, hasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, because I think for a long time, you know, when you talk about maligned, tinned beets don't taste like beetroot anymore. They taste like vinegar or they taste like sugar. So what I love about these baby beets is that they don't have any sort of additional flavouring, so they just taste like beetroot.
Can I out you here, Alice?
Uh-oh.
We were talking about beetroot earlier, and many of us had memories of the classic Tupperware container of beetroot with the lifter inside the plastic container that I thought every kid could remember. And you've never seen it before.
I've never seen it before, but that's because I grew up in a household, you know, growing up in an Eastern European household, we didn't tend to buy our beetroot tinned, you know, so it would be roasted or it'd be raw. But now that I see how it would be used, that's pretty clever. I mean, that would be quite a resurging trend, the old Tupperware beetroot container.
It got all the juice off your canned beetroot. You could lift it out very easily, and it also made a great science experiment thing to procure from your mum's pantry as well. You could take that into the backyard and have a lot of fun with it. I just couldn't believe someone didn't know what it was. It's 20 to 5 here on Foodie Tuesday. Join us. We're talking beetroot, and I'd love to know what your favourite beetroot recipe is. It could be anything, as we're discovering today. 1300 222 774 is the number to call. Jane is at Yarra Glen. Jane, how do you use beetroot?
Hello. It's not very fancy, but it's the kids love it, and it's super healthy. So when I'm making the taco mix, I blend up raw beetroot in the whizzer and then saute that off, add the meat and the taco spices and any other vegetables you want, and the kids get a fantastic dose of beetroot, and they actually love it, and it's been a great introduction for little kids.
Isn't that fun? And it would colour the tacos pink too.
Yeah, it's really bright purple. It's super fun. They love it.
And the kids like the flavour, Jane?
Oh, they love it. They love it. They often, if I haven't put it in, I've put other vegetables in, they often comment that, you know, where's the beetroot? They really like it. And it's such a fantastic vegetable for them that they might ordinarily not eat on its own.
They sound like my kind of kids, Jane. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
That's Jane at Yarra Glen. I was about to say, kids eating veg is your kind of thing, isn't it, Alice? Alice Zaslavsky is here as we talk through Foodie Tuesday. Beetroot, Leslie at Camberwell has a beetroot idea for us. Welcome to the program, Leslie.
Thank you. Now, the first thing I want to know is, why do we call it beetroot? Not carrot root or turnip root.
Or parsnip root?
That's a very, very good question, Leslie. And over in the States, they do just call them beets.
Yes, I'm Canadian, and we call them beets.
Mm-hmm.
But I was delighted when I moved here 30 years ago to find pickled beets in a can. They were a big part of my family's diet. My father grew them and pickled them himself. Mm-hmm. But my background is Finnish. And one of the traditional summer salads from Finland is called silsalatia, sil being pickled herring, and it's predominantly boiled and diced beets, a bit of boiled and diced carrot, onion, maybe one potato for every four beet that go into the salad, and then as much pickled herring diced as you like, and the juice from the pickled herring poured over the salad as a mild marinade, and you eat it with sour cream.
Leslie, that sounds a lot like a Russian salad that we have called badshuba, which translates to underneath a fur coat. And it's pretty much exactly those same flavours. And then when we top it with mayonnaise and a bit of egg, and it looks like a fuzzy little coat on top. And you're right, the sweetness of the beetroot with the saltiness of that herring, it really is. Warwick's, you know, this
not
is...
Not sure about the herring.
Look, Warwick, I didn't have the Tupperware container, but I had the salad. We get it.
You had the herring. I had the Tupperware. Together we could have quite the combination. Alice Zaslavsky is talking beetroot with us this afternoon here on ABC Radio Melbourne. It's 16 to 5. Let's go to Debbie in West Meadows. Debbie, your thoughts on beetroot?
Oh, hi, Warwick. Hello, Alice. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. Very well, thank you. Tell us about these beets.
Yes, in South Africa they have beetroots that's already prepared for you. It is prepackaged, but it's grated. With some vinegar in a prepackaged plastic bag in a box. It is absolutely delicious. So obviously it's got a long lifespan. So when you want your beetroot, you just open the bag, and my mom does is just grate onion or slice onion into it, and there's no mess because you don't have all the juices, and it really keeps, you can then push it in a bottle. It is absolutely delicious, easy to do, and it is just really flavoursome. And it's really, really lovely. So it would be lovely if somebody in Melbourne did something like that. It's just really, really delicious. Put it on a sandwich or, as I say, just with a salad. So everything's, you know, packaged and ready to go.
Yeah, and beetroot and vinegar are so gorgeous together because you kind of, it brings out the sweetness very much. And hopefully, Debbie, as you've said it, now it shall be done.
Those tastes of home things that you can't get, even in the modern age, is always the thing that you hold on to, really, isn't it? Alice Zaslavsky is talking to us about beetroot. Here's a couple of ideas for you from the text, or beetroot recipes people have shared with us. Double-cooked beetroot souffle with goat's cheese. Says one texter. Yummy. So it can be desserts. Or, well, I suppose, is that
that's definitely
more of an entree?
It's a savoury. But the great thing about a double-cooked souffle is you can make it in advance and then just sort of pop it, whack it in the oven as the guests come in, and you've got yourself, you know, with the goat's cheese on top. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 says Jason Seaford. Beetroot belongs on a hamburger with a lot, maybe along with the side of a bit of coleslaw and a couple of snags, says Jace. That's a classic, isn't it? Beetroot on the hamburger. Uniquely Australian.
Very, very uniquely Australian. And it's funny, you know, during our filming of Phenomenon, one of our kids, Billy, went out to a farm in Dramana and picked beetroot out of the ground. And when he sniffed it, he said, that smells like dirt. That doesn't smell like the beetroot on my hamburger. And it was a really fantastic moment.
Roasted beetroots, it's another texter.
Slow roasted in foil with olive oil and some salt flakes. Just whack it in the oven as soon as you get home from work and you'll have, you know, in 40 minutes time you'll have it. But you could also do it the night before and then you've got dinner on the table 5 minutes flat.
Norm's at Traralgon on 1300 222 774. Tell me about your favourite beetroot recipe, Norm.
My favourite beetroot recipe is going up into the other room. My wife doesn't like the football. While I watch the football, I take a plate of snack up there. I take my baby beetroots up there along with dry biscuit with a cabana, and also like a slice of meat or something else on the plate. Stick of celery, and it's bloody beautiful for the night. And I tell my wife, don't throw the juice out of the beetroot. She thinks I'm silly because I love it.
Sounds like a ploughman's platter to go, Norm.
Excellent. Yeah, I really enjoy it. Really healthy food instead of breaking into a packet of chips.
Mm. Yeah, more people should do that at the footy, shouldn't they, Norm?
That's correct. Make a great little snack at the football.
What a ripper. Thanks for calling, Norm.
No worries.
Norm, with his way of eating beetroot and keeping the juice from the can is an interesting one in itself as well. Thanks for that, Norm. Let's go to Fran at Tyab on 1300 222 774. Talking beetroot here on Foodie Tuesday. Love you to join us and tell us what your favourite beetroot recipe is as we work our way through it. 1300 222 774. Fran at Tyab, what's your favourite beetroot recipe?
This is a salad recipe, and you just grate the raw beetroot and a handful of mint, a handful of coriander just chopped up fine, and with some lime juice, and stir that into the beetroot, and then put it in a circle on a plate and plonk yogurt or sour cream in the middle. So you've got a circle of the beetroot and then the sour cream or yogurt in the middle. It's just divine.
That would be
it's really earthy.
Yeah.
It's really earthy, but that lovely flavours of lime and coriander and mint, it's just knockout.
Visually, that would be a beautiful dish too, I reckon, Fran.
Yeah, I serve it on a bright green platter and it looks fantastic.
Hey, Fran, did you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the Tupperware container?
No, I was just thinking that. I've never seen
yes,
it.
Fran.
But I'm as old as God, so I don't know, maybe it was a different time.
Oh, Fran, thank you very much for your call, even if you didn't know what I'm talking about.
Tell you what, Warwick, maybe you're the only one that had that Tupperware container.
A few of us in the production team knew about it as well, but maybe I was a bit more lonely than I thought. 1300 222 774, what's your favourite beetroot recipe? And do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the famous beetroot container used in Tupperware? A few of your texts coming in as well here on 0437 774 774. Says John, beetroot in your chocolate mud cake mix. And that's the thing, isn't it? Beetroot in chocolate cake has become something.
100%. And that's because you've got the earthiness and the sweetness, but the other thing that the beetroot gives it is moisture. So it's a much moister cake without having to go heavy on butter or oil or too much chocolate or cream.
Speaking of beetroot recipes, you're flicking through a book in front of us, Alice. Alice Zaslavsky's who's with us talking all things beetroot. What have you landed on to share with us today?
This is my cookbook of the month, and it's In the Kitchen by Michelle Curtis and Alan Campion, who are proud Melbourneites, and they have a beetroot dip recipe that I really love because it's so simple, and it's just roasted beets with red wine vinegar, olive oil, garlic and horseradish cream. So if you put all of that together, it actually brings together all those flavours that people have been calling in with. And the reason that it works is because you've got the sweetness of that red wine vinegar, you've got the creaminess of the olive oil, the garlic gives it some zing, and of course the horseradish cream just rounds it all off. So put that in the middle of your table on your green plate, bit of sour cream on the side, and you have got your night shaping up to be a delightful one.
Beetroot as a dip too. That's probably something we haven't talked about yet.
Perfect for lunch boxes as well. So if you've got some carrot sticks, celery sticks going to school, send your kids to school with that beetroot dip. That's another serve.
And we'll put that recipe up online, abc.net.au/recipes, as well through ABC Radio Melbourne social media as well, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is your poison. Get there. Alice, thank you so much for coming in for Foodie Tuesday.
It's been my pleasure, Warwick.
And just before I say farewell to you, there is about more than that. There's probably about 20 texts here of people saying, I have my Tupperware beetroot container. It's great. It's in the fridge right now, says Mary. Michelle says it. There's photos coming in.
And 50 more that say we have no idea what you're talking about, Warwick.
I'm not reading them. Alice Zaslavsky, a.k.a. Alice in Frames, food educator, writer, presenter of Phenomenon, which is worth checking out as well, and author of Alice's Food A to Z. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure.